Now to close up. I caught up with Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon. The last few months, our farmers have battled floods, drought and bushfires, yet they still remain positive about the outlook for 2016. What are your plans for this year? What will you be prioritising?
Well, I think our primary producers have reason to feel optimistic. We now have the trade deals bedded down, work begun by the former Labor government and completed by this government. But there's much work still to be done on the technical barriers. That's where the real hard work begins. But commodity prices, we hope, will grow stronger throughout the course of the year. And that'll be a good thing for Australia's exporters in particular. Yes, the weather's been a battle and we've had all seasons just within the last month. But we'll be working hard to give them every opportunity to establish a profitable future throughout the course of the year.
Joel, you mentioned the weather there. What other challenges do you think we are set to face this year?
Well, I think complacency is our greatest challenge. I'm a bit concerned that with the trade deals in place, some think that the hard work is done and there's not much else to do. But, of course, the trade deals only remove, or I should, to put it another way, rebalance the playing field. They make the playing field level, so we're not facing import taxes that others face. But we still need to be competitive, and I think there's a lot of work to do there to ensure that we are competitive against other major states in which we find our competitors. And, of course, our proximity to Asia is an important facet of that competition, but you know, as technology improves, that advantage is diminishing somewhat. So we really need to lift our productivity, something which has been waning in recent years.
Tomorrow is a great opportunity to celebrate our achievements and community. How will you be spending Australia Day?
Well, like everyone, I'll be both celebrating everything that we've achieved in the past as a nation over the course of the last 115 years or so, but also reflecting on our future. And I think recommitting ourselves to future progress based on our traditional ideals of a fair go and equity and opportunity for all. So it's both a time for reflection on our achievements, but of course a recommitment to the ideals that have served us so well in the past.
Well, thanks for your time today, Joel. Hope you enjoy some Aussie lamb on the barbie tomorrow.
I certainly will. Happy Australia Day to all your listeners.